Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gents.
That gentleman who just said gents is Danny. Daniel Solares. I am Jason.
No.
No what?
No Daniel, just Danny.
Daniel, right. That man is Daniel. He's wearing sunglasses. It is because it is bright and early in the morning for both of us. Because this is, after all, Sunday morning tangents with a couple of tangents. So it is bright and early out there.
Hold on. I don't think the sun is out yet. Yeah, the sun is not out yet.
Brighter for me.
Oh, for you, yeah, because you're in California. We're like 7 hours.
Should I have a darker hair?
It looks cool, not gonna lie. Hold up. Let's do that.
Okay. For those listening and not watching, like you, Danny, or Doug, we are turning off the lights. It's getting a little spooky. We should have just done Sunday night tangents, Danny. Make things a little spooky. Speaking of spooky, let me start off here, Danny. Fine, I'll start off with the usual. No, I'm not gonna start that. Actually, I'm gonna start here. I watched a movie, Danny, and I thought of you a lot. I thought a lot about a lot of things actually watching this movie. But I thought of you because I thought Danny's gonna really enjoy this movie. It's called Presence, and I know you've seen the trailer.
Oh, I know about it. Yeah.
Really good movie, Danny. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad I hear that because I'm excited to watch that.
I really enjoyed it. You're going to like it. You might love it. But don't get ready to get scared. It is not a scary movie. They marketed it as a serious movie of the year or whatever they were marketing. They need to ease up with that sort of stuff because Long Legs, not the scariest movie of the year. Not that scary. I think it's a neon thing. They're trying to get people into the theaters. Presence, not scary, but haunting. There's a difference. You're gonna hold on, Danny. I'm gonna backstep a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Okay, I joked about being bright in the morning, bright early, whatever. But why are you wearing sunglasses?
Jason, I've been awake for like I don't know how many hours right now, so my eyes are really black. Plus, I look cool.
You do look cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking to because I want you to take them off or anything like that. Or just wondering. But I guess if you were to say just because I look cool, I'll take that answer too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough with me.
Look. If whoever does this.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you not watching and just listening, he's put his sunglasses a little lower, and then he tilted his head forward. And by the little peek between his hat and his glasses, you can see his eyeballs looking into the camera and looking deep into your soul. He is wearing sunglasses because his future is bright, and he doesn't like looking behind because that's just history. Says Christian.
Christian just knows me, you know. He gets it.
He gets it.
That's the whole point of this.
Of?
We do this for people to get us.
Okay. That's true. We want to be relatable, right? We want to be just a couple of jamooks, as they say.
That's the whole point of this podcast, Jay. It's pretty much for people to be like, you know what? You're right. You are a loser sometimes. You know? Yeah.
That's a great point, Daniel.
It's Danny. But
back to Presence. But I think you're going to like it. For those of you who don't know what Presence is.
That's pretty good, Jason. That's pretty good. I'll give you that one.
If I'm being completely honest with you, I don't remember what I said.
Back to Presence, but present.
Oh, presence. Okay. I see what I did there. Jason! I see what I did there.
Yeah, okay.
See what I did there. For those of you who don't know what it's about, you've seen the trailer, maybe you haven't, but it's in the basically perspective of a ghost in a house. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna get into it because I really enjoy just not knowing too much about it. I think there could be some trigger warnings in there. There's some. See, that's where it gets a little. That's where it could get
Just let them watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there could be some trigger warnings about certain things, and I feel like I should say what they are if I'm saying there's a trigger warning, but...
Nah, you gotta spoil it. Don't spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it.
But it's in the perspective of a ghost inside of a house, with the family living in there, obviously, and it was done really well. It was done really well. I was gripped. I was hooked from the beginning. From the beginning, Danny, I was.
That's good. That's good. Great acting. It looks like great actors too. Or no, I would say it looks like a great actor. So
Lucy Liu was good. I feel like there's a lot of glare from the glasses. Lucy Liu was good. The kids were okay. The other girl was good. There's a boy in there who I did not think was a good actor, but it was a lot of long takes, long shots, very little cuts in the movie. So I feel like sometimes you could feel the bad acting slip out a little bit, just a little bit. But it was good. I recommend Presence. I don't know if you have to go watch it in the theater, but watching it in Dolby was pretty cool.
It doesn't matter for us. We don't have nothing like that here.
Sounds good.
We have the fake IMAX.
You know what you should do, Danny? You should pay one of your nephews or nieces to watch, like you're watching a movie at home, and then tell them every time you hear like an explosion, shake my seat, and then like give them.
It's 4D?
Yeah, but like at your house.
Oh, that like, sounds great, actually. Yeah. Just give $5.
$5, give them some candy, give them pizza or whatever, or just water if they need some.
That's great. Yeah, that's work. That gives them work, you know?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
That's great, Jason. Funny that you mentioned about Presence, though. Keep what? Moving with this. Because I recently watched this Netflix movie that I liked. That somebody told me about it. And it's about... It's a Mexican movie. Okay? And it's pretty much this guy. He's like a... He works for the newspaper. He's pretty much the Peter Parker taking pictures, you know? He takes the pictures of homicidal... He's like the first guy to get there when there's a homicide or something, and he gets the pictures and then he sells it to his, you know, newspaper team. Anyways, this guy apparently goes to this area, this place, and he pretty much gets cursed. A horrible curse, a demon curse.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, but it's really good.
What's it called?
I liked it.
You didn't.
It's called Untraceable or something.
Untraceable.
Oh, disappear. I think they're.
Disappear. Untraceable.
But it was a Mexican movie.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
And, yeah. Disappear completely.
Disappear.
It's only an hour and 40 minutes. It came out 2 years ago. I don't know any of the actors. I think the main character's girlfriend, I think she does the better acting, in my opinion, in this movie. But it looked good.
I liked it. It wasn't creepy to me, well, for other people, but, you know, cursed movies are coming out more frequently. Long Last, you know, one of them.
Scary.
Scary.
It's
so
not
what,
even scary season yet.
Yeah, I know. Are we talking about scary stuff right now?
It's not even spooky season. We're talking about scary stuff.
Look at us.
I feel like I'm always in the mood for a little bit of spook. Spookiness.
Wait,
you
what
know?
Is that?
I don't know. What do you think it is about us? Well, we've actually already dissected a little bit with you. We found out it's because you've got a lot of trauma from your childhood that you don't want, that you don't like to pinpoint to that. But I think it's fair
to
say. Yeah, I know. You say you're fine. You say you're fine, but
yeah, I say I'm fine.
You say you're fine, yeah. But we all know, everyone here knows, everyone live, everyone that listens, watches knows that you've got some childhood trauma and that you've seen too many dead bodies. Murdered dead bodies, I feel like.
I'm pretty sure there's other people who have seen worse, so yeah, you know.
Maybe, but it doesn't mean that you guys all suffer from the same type of trauma or same type of experiences. But
I just like gothic stuff and like spookiness of it, you know?
Sure. Sure, Danny. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday Morning Tangents. If you have not yet, please like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications here at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can find Danny and Jason talking about random things. Sometimes they go off on tangents, almost always. You can also go
The name of the shows.
You would hope we go on tangents. If you don't hope for that, this might not be the podcast for you. You can also find us on Instagram at Sunday Morning Tangents. And you can probably find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. All podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts. Uh-huh. And, wow. As I just named out the three, they're all terrible companies. They're all doing pretty shady stuff.
So we should name the other ones that we are on?
I don't know any other ones that we're on. I know we're on them, but...
We're on them, but we keep forgetting the names of it.
Just anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we're not, let us know. And we could try to see if we could add you on there. Or add the podcast on there, wherever you listen to podcasts. I think that covers all of that intro stuff, right, Daniel?
To be honest... I thought we already got the cover.
You know, I think I skipped it. Yeah, look, yeah. All right. It's 7:30 p.m. Surprise, it's not a morning. But it just feels like a lot happened today, but so little happened in my day today, Danny. You know what I mean? You know when it feels like exactly, it's been a lot, but it's been so little? I know
exactly what you mean, Jason.
And that's part of the problem, that it's been so little and it feels like a lot. It's a lot, Danny. There's Trump is the president. And he's a terrible mm-hmm. person, and Elon Musk is doing some other stuff. He's doing the mm-hmm. Nazi salute, and the president of quotes Israel is over there saying, "Nah, he's fine. He didn't do it." He's over there saying that stuff. It's just a mess. It's a mess of a time. They're taking kids out of schools because there are ISIS around.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible time, Danny. And I think
Jason, no, sit down. And just tell me right now.
No, I need to just decompress. Dr. Can you take Solaris. The reins a little bit? Take the reins a little bit.
I'm just decompress. Dr. Solaris over here, Jason. Mm-hmm. You just need to relax. Don't worry about it. Look.
You know, Jason, what the crazy thing is, Danny?
Yeah.
Thank you. The crazy thing is, and this is what I keep telling people who listen to me, and thankfully we have a podcast where people don't listen to us, but if they're listening, they're listening. So you have to listen to us. Yeah. But the craziest part to me, one of the craziest parts, because there's a lot of crazy to it, is that there's so many Latinos out there who have birthright citizenship, like you and I.
Yeah.
And they still want to vote for Trump. And they still vote for Trump. And still support Trump.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if they don't see the hypocrisy in it. It's a bunch of hypocrisy.
I think I asked somebody... Why, by the way, for me, Jason, who anybody cares, I don't care for neither. So, but I asked this person, he's younger, and I think most of them say, like, no, it's not real. Because they believe media, it's a lie. Therefore, they think whatever they say about a person, it's a lie.
Yeah, this is. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Danny.
Yeah, just like,
this is what I've said for. I've said plenty of times. This was the big thing that Trump has done is build the mistrust of media and fake news, right? In quotes. This is one of the large things that he did, was to get America and society in general to not trust media or newspapers or anything like that.
It's just, you can't. If you were to be a journalist, Jason, I think you will. You could do a big piece on how those TikTok, you know, Instagram, all those Facebook reels, you know, those reels that you see, like they promote like a little bit of history or whatever, or like a little story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know how it next, it shows you on the bottom, this is not real. It tells you like incorrect, right. The correct.
Right. Twitter.
I feel like a lot of. Like, Instagram doesn't do that. TikTok doesn't do that, I believe. I don't know. I don't have TikTok. But a lot of those stories that people create, there's only a little bit true, and the rest is not true. And I feel like those people just take it, you know, oh, this is real. Whenever they hear a story about, I don't know, like, said Trump, that they lie about this and this and that.
Well, Zuckerberg famously recently, about a couple weeks ago, he, I think, disbanded his whole team that was supposed to be fact-checking on Facebook, Meta, whatever. So the people supporting Trump, right, are who Trump... Okay, Trump is trying to get... He's trying to talk shit on fake news, yet the companies that could combat fake news are the ones taking away the way to fact-check fake news.
Yes.
So Zuckerberg, who's taking away his fact-checking team, is supporting Trump in the fake news, although he's talking shit on the fake news, like, we don't want fake news, then you're doing things to say that we do want fake news. So it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. That's all a bunch of fucking... And you know, Danny, part of me wants me to get deported, because I think if I were to get deported, I'd really push towards doing some journalism. But I think I'll do, like, TikTok journalism, because I think that's where you could get more views and clicks and more... The word is going to get out a lot faster on there. So I don't know. I just think it'd be interesting for you and I to get deported. Maybe together. You and I to get deported.
We're not gonna get deported.
No. We're technically fine. Hopefully.
We're fine.
Hopefully not.
We're fine.
We're fine. But just imagine you and I get deported, and it's like, why are we getting deported? What are you gonna deport us to? This is our home country, and that's why we're not gonna get deported. But imagine if we did, we go to Guatemala, then we can make a whole thing, Sunday morning tangents could blow up if we get deported, Danny. So.
Bienvenidos a otro día desde Domingo. How is it tangents?
Oh, man.
Charlando en domingos. It's because you can't really say it.
No.
Sunday morning tangents in Spanish properly.
We're going to we'll have to find, like, the proper translation, because we don't want to just do word for word translation, because it probably wouldn't make. No. Tangents is supposed to be a what do you call it? What'd you call it? Like, because we're a couple of tangents and we go on tangents.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Like, that type of whatever.
Modders? Do you have modders?
It says one person is in here. But anyway, sorry to bring everyone down. Sorry to bring you down. Let's get back up, Danny. No.
I like this, Jason. The reason why I say this is because it's just misinformation is so big right now.
It's scary.
Because we live in the era where we're supposed to have the most information. We do. Literally, the phones, literally a smartphone is all the information is in there. But yet, if you don't know how to look for it, you're going to be misinformed. You know how many people I hear all the time? Oh my God, so many stories from one story, and then so many different versions of a story. That at the end, it doesn't you don't even know what's the truth.
I think a large part isn't so much that we don't know how to look for it, but rather,
yes,
we don't want to look for it. We've all the information we have on our mobiles, on the internet, whatever, is so much information that you just. People, it's also built us to be a little lazier, and our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. That's just, our attention spans are getting shorter. We're getting a little lazier in terms of research, because you could do a quick Google search and the answer shows up. So we hope so, right? So that's building us to be a little lazy. So it's not that I don't think it's that we don't know how, because I think if the majority of, like, Gen Z and millennials would want to, they'd find it. But we just want to find the quickest answer. Or we just find one video and don't want to cross-check. We don't want to... We just want to take for face value. And I think that's the biggest issue, is that you don't look at sources. Not you, but when we're watching videos and we watch one that's, like... And not to throw you under the bus here, Danny. But like when you sent the Mount Rubidoux being haunted, and it's so easy. Oh, yeah. Like it's not just a you thing, because I'm sure many people watch that video and they're like, "Oh my God, Mount Rubidoux!" Yeah, and everyone's gonna be like, "Wow, the place is haunted. That's crazy." But then it's like, oh no, it's like so many people go take walks up there and hikes. Like, it's such a popular place to hike. I didn't see anything haunted by it when I went. I've only been once or twice, but you could watch that video and just take it for what it's worth, right? But then if you do a little bit of research, you're like, oh, there's history to it, sure, but haunted, who knows? And that goes with everything. Like, you can watch one person say that this chapstick is terrible for your lips, but it works well for one other person, and then it's like, which one are you going to choose to believe? It's what it turns into. So, yeah, misinformation is scary. It's very scary when you don't provide sources and you just hope that somebody who's talking about it has done their own research. Like us. Like, what should we make up, Danny? What can we make up? And just go with it.
Just go with it?
Just go with it. What can we make up that makes us, that makes us seem real? You know?
That we voted for Trump?
I don't even... I wasn't expecting that one.
So it's funny because one time, I'm not trying to change the conversation, but this person told me about you think Trump wouldn't be president if he did all those things if they were true? And I told him, you know that most people in human history are the most powerful men. I never done any to get to the point where they are. They have to do horrible things to get to the top. A nice person will get a hard time to get to the top because they're doing nice things, you know? They can't, it's really hard for them to get to the top just doing, like, charity work or any nice things. But a person who does horrible things, you know, stabs everybody in the back and literally has a higher chance to be one, you know, in power, you know, pretty much on the top. And I feel like that's the... I always tell them, like... Don't always believe that just because a person is on the top, it means that they're a good person. Most of the time, they're not. Mm-hmm. They got there for a reason.
Yeah, like there's a point where you gotta turn off your brain and or your heart. You gotta put your feelings to the side. And I'm pretty sure if you ask a lot of upper management people, I'm pretty sure most of them are going to tell them, yeah, you can't get your feelings involved. It's all for business. It's all for the good of the company or whatever that is. And Trump seems like the type that's going to say it's all for the better of the country. But really, it's all, you know what? I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm not going there.
Jason, all we can do
is fucking ethnic cleansing. That's what Nazis do. It's all about ethnic cleansing is what I was going to say, Danny. It's all for white America. That's what it's all for. That's why they want to deport all of the immigrants. And although the Constitution defends so much of it, but they don't give a shit. That's why Elon Musk, which doesn't make sense. Elon Musk is South African.
It seems like you've been thinking about this for a while.
It's just, I have been, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But I heard some stories of, here in this city, of children getting taken out of their classrooms, elementary school children, and it's just so sad. Like it's terrible. It's terrible because
they shouldn't be worrying about that. Yeah,
That's why I bring up Latinos, is because so many of them I know voted for Trump, and so many of us are birthright citizens, and it just doesn't make sense to me that you are now going to support a person who wouldn't support you if you were born, if you and I were coming to this country now, and let's imagine you voted for Trump now. It's like you're voting against yourself. And it feels like a lot of these Latinos are voting for what they would believe a better America is. Mm-hmm. But I believe a better America would be to not do that. So it's like two different views, obviously. It's what it's been for the past few years, but one of them is for everybody to progress. The other one is for certain people to progress. And it's just annoying to see them not realize that if they were in this situation, they would get screwed. That's why I'm disappointed in a lot of Latinos.
Oh, it's funny that you say that, because most of them, they bought it because, you know, they probably have businesses and their money was really struggling. And with the other, you know, with the last president and also with the deportation, they're only showing Latinos are being that have federal or have committed really horrible crimes, and those crimes they're being shown on TV. For example, we captured this guy who was a pedophile, and a lot of them they had been, and he was being protected because he was being sanctioned. But the last president, you know, there was a, you know, they were like taking care of them, and there was this other case that I saw where this girl, she was staying in a hotel in New York, and she's scared that once Trump goes into, you know, into the office, the government's not going to help her pay for the hotels. She's been staying there for like, I think, a year or something like that. And I feel like they take those examples and they make it like, see, this is why we need to kick everybody out.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. There's people, if you committed a crime and you're immigrant, of course, kick them out. But once you start taking everybody out just because you're the color of your skin, because you're Latino, that's a different story right there.
It's what he's been doing. It's what he's been calling all of us rapists, criminals, gang affiliated, drug affiliated. He's been calling it. He would try to backstep it and say, oh, maybe not all of them, but then he'll go back again and say, all of, we got to kick out all of them. They're drug dealers. They're hugely drug dealers.
Racism, Jason, to be honest, is the most, is nature's cancer, in my opinion. Because if a species, no other species in the world, unless, I don't know if you know, they killed itself all the time because of the color of the skin. It's like, it's so weird to think that just because of the color of the skin,
don't like them.
Oh, why? Oh, because sometimes they commit crimes. Everybody fucking commits crimes. Yeah. Every single fucking human on the planet, every race has committed crimes. It's just so stupid to me, but then... It's dumb, Jason. It's dumb. Let me tell you that.
It is.
We're never going to progress if we keep doing this kind of shit.
Oh, no. Right now, we're regressing. We're definitely regressing. Yeah. Even putting this type of person in office is regressing. At some point, it's like, maybe the economy can get better under you, but at what cost? At the cost of society, at the cost of climate change. It's like I was telling my brother, this motherfucker once told us to inject ourselves with chlorine to cleanse ourselves from COVID. He's an idiot. I feel like a lot of people do try to say he's gonna make the economy better, and I know a lot of people were talking some smack on him during the inauguration because he was started talking about taking away trans rights, and then a lot of people were starting to say, like, weren't you supposed to be running off of cheaper groceries or making the capping off the current inflation rates, but then he goes off and talks about trans rights, the things that people who voted for him want to hear, some of the economy, but then all that other stuff that's going to regress us in a societal type of manner where we're supposed to be progressive. At least I always viewed America to be the more progressive country in the world, but.
It seems like we're stepping back,
yeah.
Jason. Yep. To be honest.
It's not even one step back, one step forward, three steps back, like Olivia Rodrigo's song. It's just we're taking steps backwards. The remake life says it's already crumbling. They are already regretting. That's the good news. That's the good news. I have seen a lot of them kind of being like, oh well, that was a mistake. I wish they would have seen all those signs the first time. He ran. Then everything in between, like him getting accused of many, many sexual assaults, and we're going back to Jim Crow. Oh no! Speaking of, you know what, Danny? Let's get out of this. I'm sorry. We don't have to.
One last thing, Jason. It's just this. For me, 100% tells me that we live in a multi-universe, and this is one of our universes right now.
Trump.
The universe where Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America.
You know what the curious thing about that would be is, when did that start? What was the thing that caused that to start? Was it Obama, a black president, getting elected? Because I know that rubbed a lot of white people the wrong way. They did not like that. And how did that happen? What is that butterfly effect that started that? Was it JFK getting assassinated?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, you saw that now there's new evidence.
Russians.
So what? Are we living in the universe? We got the Trump universe.
Remake Live says us not being slaves anymore started it. It's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, there we go.
White people want us just enslave again.
I saw this video of this. I think this is a documentary where you point a laser to a flat surface, and then in a way you can see that we live in like an. He's proving that we live in a matrix, because when you see to the laser to the an angle, you see the codes.
How is that proving that we're in the matrix?
That we can see the codes. You know how in the Matrix you can see the codes when you're outside?
Yeah. Interesting. Somebody get me a laser. I got no one. I don't even know where to get laser. Where do you buy lasers? I guess Amazon. Amazon has everything.
You can buy the lasers when you're doing construction or put in the laser you can put on the wall.
Sure. Make sure que está nebulado.
Yeah.
I got
Look, Jason, just live life. Try to help people out if they need help. You know, I saw you post about, you know.
Know your rights.
You know, they know your rights. If
ICE is trying to come get you, you are constitutionally protected.
Look, if even 10 or to 20% of the labor of agriculture is gone in America, that's a big hit right there.
Yeah.
That's a huge hit.
Danny, not only that, but at least down here in Southern California, restaurants are going to go. Restaurants are going to crash. We're going to be eating chicken that just has salt on it. Unseasoned food. Let 80% of kitchens are probably Latinos.
Let it happen, Jason. That's it. That's all you can do. Humans don't learn by hearing it. They learn only when after the consequences. Only when it's too late. And this is why we haven't had we haven't been able to time travel. Oh, no, not time travel. Space travel yet.
Oh. Never mind. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole either.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm not, that one I'm not going to go down because I can't. But
okay.
Welcome, everybody. I see we got some concurrent viewers in here. Thank you for joining us. Serious topics. But let's move out of here. Send Trump to space. See how he does. I love space. Very, very big space.
That's pretty good impression I have, though.
Space. God, his wife looks like she hates him. I've never seen someone just...
Wasn't she immigrant?
Yeah.
When they got married?
Yeah.
I mean, his son is also, if they were to put the same rules to us, that means his son is also.
Yeah, but they're white, Danny, so we don't have to talk about that because they're white. They're going to be fine. So I don't mean to make it a completely race thing, but they started it.
They started
it. Danny, let's get. Usually, for those who don't know, for these lives, you have to. Didn't she come out in support of women's rights during his campaign? She was just trying to get her own back because she obviously doesn't have any in her household. I don't mean to come after her either.
Damn.
I don't
know what she's like.
Well,
damn.
Whatever. On these lives, you got to name them before you go live. So I try to put whatever I think we're going to get towards, at least made them quote main topic of the show. We usually, you and I, have a little bit of a pre-show meeting on what do you want to talk about. This is how they go. Hey Danny, what do you want to talk about today? And Danny answers, well, obviously, bro, he didn't.
I was waiting. I thought you were
I know. I should have. This is why we have
a prenup.
Anyways, usually we do a pre-show meeting, and we just didn't. We just got right into it. Danny was playing Fork Knife. I was here just doing stuff, but so I just put.
I was playing only because my girlfriend told me to, and my friends were on it.
So I just
I love Fortnite.
You love Forknife.
I don't like Forknife.
Fortnite. Well, you like forks and knives.
Yeah, well, they're useful. Yeah.
Great invention. So I just put tangents are upset about the Oscars. I don't remember if I put nominations. I'm not even actually that upset, Danny. I'm going to be honest here.
What's going on? Because I hadn't even checked the Oscar nominations. Are you mad about it?
I'm not actually upset. There's a couple of them that I... Okay, let's talk about Emilio Perez a little bit, Danny.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, you probably know a little bit about it because it's gone a little viral on the songs. I'm upset about the nominations. Oh! Please. Pray do tell. Let us know what you're upset about. Emilio Perez. I watched this a couple months ago, Danny. Because I kept seeing people talk about it. People saying you're either going to hate it or you're going to love it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on either boat. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I might be a little closer to hating it than loving it, but I'm not on either camp, Danny. I don't know if you've seen any videos of this.
So, no. I just heard about talking about her, but now I'm like, what the hell is going on?
This is a French director made a Mexican movie, and it's a musical, and it has to do with trans rights.
Trailer? Is this Trailer?
It has to do with drug dealing, the cartel. Oh. It's a musical.
Oh,
trans, women's rights. It's got so many topics. It's a lot. It's a very French movie. Zoe
Saldana.
It's got Zoe Saldana. She's nominated for best supporting actress.
Selena Gomez
is in it. She's absolutely terrible. How she even got nominated for the Golden Globes is beyond me. There's a song that keeps getting made fun of. Out of context, a lot of the videos, a lot of the snippets won't make sense. They're out of context. A lot of them are going to make it look dumber than the movie actually is.
Uh huh.
But it's not a movie I would recommend to
anybody.
To many. It's a movie I wouldn't recommend to many. It's a fun ride. It's not boring. I actually think Zoe Saldana does a lot of... I think her performance is really good. I think she does some rapping, and it's good. Like, she's not bad at all. I forget the actress's name, but she is the first trans woman nominated for Best Actress. She's great in it as well.
Is she good?
She's really good in it. She's really good.
Best actor. Sometimes they do it just because she's a trans. That's what people are saying.
No, I don't. It was a very competitive year. I thought Angelina Jolie for Maria should have gotten a nomination as well. A lot of people thought Pamela Anderson should have gotten nominated for The Last Showgirl. I think that was what it's called. So it was a competitive year. I am not surprised that she got nominated, though. I forget her name. Carla something, I think. I'm not surprised she got a nomination because she's good in it. I thought Pamela Anderson and Nicole Kidman. Yeah, people thought Nicole Kidman would get it for Baby Girl. I haven't seen that one yet, but right here, the remake live says Christopher Reeve, Doc, not even nominated. I haven't seen that one either. But Emilio Perez is 13. A man they surprised everyone with a year after his accident at the Oscars. Yeah, there was a few surprising ones in here, Danny. I got a little bit of inklings of that Rami Malek year of them trying to get the main audience, the majority of people, not just the Oscar snobs, a lot of Wicked nominations, which a lot of them were well deserved. I think it was great production. A lot of it was practical. The costumes were great. I'm not going to complain too much about that. But Danny, Sing Sing wasn't nominated for Best Picture. This is one of the ones that got. There's two of them. Sing Sing not being nominated, and then for Best Directing, I forget his name, but for Nickel Boys, wasn't nominated. Now, Nickel Boys, Danny, is a beautiful movie. this is a movie you're watching. It's like, this is just art. This is beautiful. Whoa,
I have to watch all of them. Remember, every year I have to watch, I catch up because you already seen all these movies.
The only one I haven't seen for Best Picture movies is I'm Still Here. So okay. I'm pretty up to date. I told you before we went live. I watched a lot of movies this week. I was able to watch The Brutalist as well.
I have to watch that one.
That one's 3 hours and a half, Danny. That one has intermission. So strap on.
Whoa, really?
I got myself some chicken tendies, some curly fries. I got some Reese's Pieces.
Whoa.
It was a ride. Good movie, okay. Danny. This one surprised me. This was surprising because at first I thought it was going to be about the American dream. But and then not. It turned into more of, oh, wait, this could be a sour American dream. There's a bit of sourness to this. Okay. And I was never watching a 3-hour movie after Killers of the Flower Moon. Oof, I don't like that take. Killers of the Flower Moon was amazing.
I mean, we liked it. Yeah,
I loved Killers of the Flower Moon. They did my girl dirty in that one, too. She didn't win Best Actress. It went to Emma Stone.
Oh yeah, that's true. Even she was even Emma Stone. You can see the reaction.
She's Lily like, Gladstone should have.
She's like, what?
But I think Emilia Perez shouldn't have been nominated for Best Picture. I think that should have gone. I think Sing Sing should have gotten some more credit there. I don't even think A Complete Unknown should have been nominated. Honestly, that was a very basic and traditional type of biopic, which. I heard somebody say that they thought that they learned nothing new about Bob Dylan, so why even make a biopic if you're not going to learn something new about that person? I was like, that's a great point.
Can I skip this movie? Because to be honest, it does not interest me at all.
Which one?
A Complete Unknown.
You can skip whatever you want. You don't even have to watch all of them.
I do like it because that way I can watch, the Oscars, yes, which we always do. You know, March 10th. It's a big deal for us.
March something.
10, I think it was something of that. I like to watch all of them, and I feel like it's just this one, I'm like, I don't know.
It's definitely...
I'll watch it with Denise, but...
It's probably towards the bottom of, like, if I'm looking at the 10 movies that were nominated, it might be towards the bottom for me, along with Emilia Perez.
I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, which I'm excited for The Substance.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Off. I haven't seen it. I've been holding off, but I think I'm ready. I wasn't sure it was going to be nominated because I keep hearing things that like, oh my God, this is a really gruesome movie or whatever. But
it's a body horror movie. But yeah, you're like it. I'm surprised someone got as much love as it did. No love for Luca Guadagnino. He made Queer, who I thought Daniel Craig should have been nominated for Best Actor in that one.
Oh, that's I
haven't seen Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice, but I'm already going to assume that Daniel Craig should have got the nomination for Queer. And a big one, Danny, was the score for Challengers not getting a nomination by Atticus and Ross. For Challengers. So a lot of people were very upset about that one. I forgot that. This will be one of those years where the most nominated doesn't actually take anything home. It could be. Emilia Perez has taken something home. They will. I think Zoe Saldana is going to win Best Supporting Actress. It could be. I could see that point, and I could see that happening. But I think Zoe Saldana is going to take this one.
Okay, I'm trying to listen to the challenger because you.
You're going to like it. I feel like you're going to like it.
Okay.
Because if we're looking at Best Supporting Actress, Danny, we're looking at Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown. Fine. She was fine.
Okay.
Ariana Grande for Wicked. The number two, I think, if we're looking at these, I think she is second in line. Because Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. And here's a little thing, Danny. The Brutalist, they announced that they used AI to make them sound more Hungarian because it's about Hungarian immigrants coming to America.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Yeah. So that recently came out and I think they're going to lose a lot of traction for that one.
Yeah.
And I think Adrian Brody, who won the Golden Globe for Best Actor, he might lose it because of that, Danny. And which would be best case scenario because my favorite for this is Colman Domingo. My new... favorite actor for the past like 3-4 years, Danny? I love Colman Domingo. I love him. I love him so much. He's great. He's great in everything. In Sing Sing, he's amazing. The remake Life says, I think it's Ariana. I could agree with that.
Colman Domingo. I haven't heard you talk about Colman Domingo. He's the first I ever heard of you talking about Colman Domingo.
Really? No. I talk about Colman Domingo often. You could ask Diana that. Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. I don't think she'll win. So it's Zoe Saldana versus Ariana Grande in this. And then for best actor, best actress in a leading role, everyone thought it was going to be Mikey Madison for Anora, Danny. But I think it's not going to be between Demi Moore and Cynthia Erivo. Those are my 2 cents on those. Well, actually, hold on. Because Fernanda Torres won the Golden Globe. So.
Look, Jason. Last year, look, for me, Jason, this is like, this is what we need you. This is why you're perfect for this. Because all I'm excited is to watch the new movies and to see what kind of shit happens to Life. This Oscar. Because apparently, it's like a thing now. Last year, we got John Cena naked.
They got to do what they can.
What's gonna be this year?
I'm hearing a lot of people say Mikey. Yeah, Mikey's... I don't know what's going to be this year, Danny. I don't know, but Conan O'Brien is hosting. I'm a Conan O'Brien fan. I like Conan O'Brien. I'm glad he's hosting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about... Okay, the animation. Because I do like the animations.
So, for this one...
Also... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Jason, no, but Nosferatu... Fine. I thought Nosferatu is for next year, not this year.
This year
for the makeup and hairstyling.
Yes.
That's all they're getting?
They got them, and I think cinematography as well, which I think might be the favorite for cinematography. We got The Brutalist, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, Maria, and Nosferatu. I could see Nosferatu... Maybe Dune Part 2, because Dune Part 2 didn't get a whole lot of love either. They got a Best Picture nomination, but...
Exactly. That another fucking movie that everybody was praising it for a while.
It was a good year, Danny. I'm surprised Wicked wasn't nominated for cinematography. I think they gave that one a lot to the production. Production design rather than cinematography. But,
because a lot of CGI, right? They had to pull CGI on it or not?
Well, they did a lot of practical. They did a lot of practical, okay. But they did obviously the monkeys. But
were animated feature films.
Flow is the favorite for this one. Yes, Flow, Danny. So is what I keep telling Danny.
Yeah.
When I first watched the teaser for The Wild Robot, I thought it was gonna be like the first time they do like a or DreamWorks, I think it's DreamWorks, does like a movie where that nobody speaks, like it's just gonna be an unspoken movie, and I was like, this looks like I'm promising, and I heard it's good, but then Flow came out, and I heard Flow is the favorite, and I heard Flow is a lot of like The Wild Robot, but more artsy fartsy. So, I loved Wild Robot. Damn, I gotta watch it. Yeah, I gotta watch that one. So I think this is gonna be between Flow and The Wild Robot another year, possibly where Disney doesn't get the win in animated feature.
No, because this is just another... Inside Out was good too, but I mean, it was just more what it is. Which is fine. Like, for example, Moana 2. I had not even seen that movie.
I haven't seen it.
It didn't break any records at all. Moana 2. Also, what was Mufasa. The other big Disney? Mufasa. But from last year, it was the... Oh, God. What's the name of that movie?
I think that was two years ago. Wish.
Okay, Wish.
Yeah.
That's another one that I did not hit at all.
I think it's safe to call them flops. Yeah.
They're flops.
Yeah, I think that's safe. Flops, I think it's safe.
Wallace and Gromit, I do like watching Wallace.
You do?
I do watch him. I haven't seen this new one, so I'll watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta watch those. I think I've seen one or two of these already streaming. Maybe I'm wrong.
But, the new one is good. It's on Netflix, but... And let me... Okay, Jason.
Yeah. Please.
Whenever this happens, you watch these movies on theaters, you know, most of the time. I like to watch them at home. Mm-hmm. And it gets me to a mood that I'm like... It gets me to a mood where, like, I want to be such a, like a, you know, like a film buff, you know, like you, you know? And it gets into a mood where I'm thinking of these movies, and they become like more than a movie, because each all these movies, besides, you know, Dune, and besides Wicked, on these new movies, the rest, I feel like they're gonna give me some kind of substance. For example, the Brutalist.
Yeah, the Brutalist.
You were talking. Yeah, you were talking about how it was giving you the American. Well, it gave you the is the American Dream in a sour way. And it always gives me, like, I don't know. I watch these movies, and it gives me in a way where, like, I'm thinking the whole day, damn.
Yeah, that, I mean,
it gives me something to think. Mm-hmm. For example, like, in the, from 2 years ago, when, what was the one with the two best friends? One of them, they want to be his best friend. The Irishman.
Oh, the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah. That whole day, Jason, yeah. I was thinking of that movie the whole entire day, because I'm like, damn, that boy fucked up.
Well,
I was just thinking.
It's like I always say, it's like we always talk about here, whenever we get closer to award season, Danny, like, I'm fine, or even when we talked about the video game awards, I'm fine with, you know, the MTV awards, I'm fine with the People's Choice Awards stuff. I don't, like, give that, you know, the Marvel stuff, all that. It's the sweets. Exactly. It's the desserts. It's the it's the substance you eat that maybe it's not going to be, quote, healthy for you or anything, but you still need, like, your protein. You still need the substance of your meals. And I think this is what that is. I think I view, like, those Oscars and these award shows that probably, I think a lot of people would say that they don't matter, and I agree, they don't really matter, but it's still nice to see. I obviously, I love award shows. I love seeing people win awards. I think it's nice, and I like hearing their speeches about how much they worked for it and all that, blah, blah, blah. And I know that it doesn't really matter, but it's still fun to watch for me. And I think they're supposed to mean something. That's what the point of these are. They're supposed to be more than movies, and I think a lot of these filmmakers will tell you, well, yeah, I made a movie, but it's more about a movie. I think Sean, not Sean Baker, what is his name? I forget the director's name for The Brutalist. Brady Corbett. I think he's talked about how this is close to home with him. He had an uncle, I think, who is an architect, and the movie is about Adrian Brody, who is a Hungarian architect who immigrates to America. And I think they're Jewish, and I think Brady Corbett is Jewish, so I think it is a movie loosely about, well, not about his life, but it that is close to him, that means something to him. So
yeah,
each one of these they're supposed to be deeper meaning. Yeah. Like the substance, it's a little more upfront about what it's trying to tell you, but even that, once you watch that, you're gonna be like, oh wow, like it's really tough to be in that type of situation where you're aging as an actress and you stopped getting roles, or you stopped getting kind of idealized the way you used to, and that's tough for you, and now you start to feel ugly, and so what are you going to do about it? But it's really unfair, because it's not your fault that these men, because once you watch the movie, it's a bunch of white men being fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault that these white creepy men only think about that one thing. So once you watch that, you're going to see a little bit more of what it means. And Wicked is also a civil rights movement movie.
Yeah.
So they are supposed to mean, they are supposed to hit you. Nickel Boys, by the way, is also, like, I'm not even going to tell you what that's about. I'll just tell you that is also kind of like Presence, shot in the first person point of view. Of two best friends, or two friends who go to a school for a reformation school. We'll put it that way, because that's all I knew about it. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh my God. Whew, man. That was only, what was that? 60 years ago? And that's not, you know, relatively not that long ago for that type of shit to have still been happening.
It happened. Like, I remember watching Coda, and that movie put me in a mood that day.
It's a good cry for me. That's a good cry movie.
It put me in the mood. Like, those type of movies, it just puts you in the mood. And that's what I'm saying. I like it because I get the chance to, like you said, eat the substance.
Yeah.
And, like, actually feel something, just watching something. Mm. If you don't feel nothing, that's fine. But it's just...
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you. And when one more that I was disappointed was Denzel Washington not getting a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Oh, from
Gladiator 2. I think after we watched the movie, or I watched the movie, I think I came on here and I was like, he like stole the show. He was the only thing that I was really into.
The main character.
No, I think he was. No, it had to be Paul Mescal.
Yeah, but he became almost the main character.
But that's like
half of the movie.
That should speak to his the weight of his role, the weight of his acting, because he technically wasn't the best, the most the main actor. It was Paul Mescal. It was his train. Then Denzel Washington is just Denzel Washington. And it's like, oh fuck, man, this guy really knows how to command a role and command a movie.
They just tell him, hey, remember on Training Day? Okay, just take some parts of that, but the business part of it, and then you'll be, you know,
a little bit of what's that one movie, the one that he did with Russell Crowe? Fuck, I forgot what the movie was called.
Fire? No.
No, it was one where he was I think a drug lord or something, and Russell Crowe's a cop. Ugh, whatever.
Oh yeah.
But he was great. Like I think he was the only thing I really liked from the movie. Because I got on here, I talked about it on here that I thought it was boring and really anticlimactic and a lot of boring scenes. But he, every time he was on, I was like, what you gonna do, Denzel? I don't even remember his name in the movie, but this is probably gonna go. The best supporting actor is probably gonna go to Kieran Culkin for playing himself in A Real Pain, who doesn't play himself, but he plays this character who I think is just himself.
Well, that's the Oscars then. So,
quick outlook. I think last year we had a longer episode, but we ain't gotta do all that.
I feel like which way a line? I feel like some of these movies, you haven't said that much. Like, why is this one here? Besides some of them, but for most of them, Jason, I feel like you kind of agree with this movies list, except I feel like some of them that you're like, I heard Anora. I wasn't thinking that Anora will be there. I haven't seen it yet, but
Anora got a lot of love for months. That one had. There was zero doubt in my mind that one would get nominations. I'm surprised it didn't get more nominations, but I think it lost a little bit of traction since it got so much attention before, you know, voting ended. So I think it lost some of that traction, especially with The Brutalist coming out and that picking up traction, and then Wicked becoming what it was, and then Emilia Perez getting all the attention it did. So that one... Anora will get some love. Like, it will, either way, because it is a really good movie. It is really good. But I'm more disappointed. I'm most disappointed that Sing Sing didn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about. Yeah, with
with Comin Domingo, my boy.
Well, Domingo, yes.
My boy. I love Comin Domingo. Yeah.
I'll watch that one, Jason. I'll put it in my list. That's on Netflix, I believe, right?
I don't think so. Not yet. Okay. I recommend it. Have I not talked about it here? Sing Sing is Sing Sing is about Comin Domingo, who is in prison, and in prison he has a one of the groups that they have in there. They are all they're actors. They're prisoners who one of the like programs that they do in there, they have an acting program where they put on plays for the other prisoners, and they take this really serious. Which is great. It's so nice to watch it. Like them looking forward to this. Like what show are we gonna do next? And all of the actors who are playing prisoners were either part of this real life program or still in it. I think some of them are still in the program because they're still in prison. Oh, wow. So they're all a bunch of like Comin Domingo is basically the only actual actor. I think the advisor for that program is also a real actor, but the rest of them were people who actually acted in this program. in real life. And then at the end, wow, they show like some of the actual plays that they did. So it's a very nice movie. Didn't they cut categories? Did they cut categories again? I remember they cut, I think either last year or the year before, they cut screenplays from being televised. From being televised. But I think they got a lot of backlash, and I think they brought it back. What they did cut, Danny, they are not going to perform the Best Original Song nominations. You remember how last year we got Ryan Gosling singing the Ken song? We're not getting any of that this year. I don't know.
Whoa, why?
You know what some people are speculating? They think that this... Well, a lot of people think it's a very weak year for Best Original Song. They're saying
you mention that some of the scores are not there that you will prefer.
Well, I thought Challengers was going to be the shoe-in. And I think it's really good. But I think my favorite is The Brutalist for score, Best Original Score.
Okay.
I think that one's my favorite, or Conclave. But those two, like, I think Conclave was, the composer was the one that did the movie that we watched. Remember that war movie?
You know. Oh, 1939.
No.
The German one.
Yes, thank you.
Oh God, what's the name of the movie? We keep forgetting the freaking name of the movie.
Defying Gravity. They could have had Cynthia. You know what? They did say they cut out the Best Original Songs, but what they didn't say is if they're going to perform songs. I could very likely see Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande performing a song from Wicked. So not necessarily nominated for Best Original Song, because technically it's an original song, but it's not original to the movie. So it can't be nominated. It's disqualified from being nominated for Best Original Song. But maybe they will perform that. Honestly, they should. And if they don't, they're messing up. I'm excited for the Oscars tonight.
We'll see. We're going to go again. We're going to have a champagne or a little wine. Not going to go hardcore this time.
No.
I'm not going to go hardcore. It's going to have one or two. That's it.
And we will not get banned by YouTube again.
Oh, shoot, Jason. We have to figure that out.
We're going to have to figure it out. We can't have the sound, so we're going to have to figure out how... It's just a classic watch-along. There's going to be a lot of... no sound from our end, because we're going to be watching and listening. But
I think what we can do, I can just use another device and just like stream it from the device and just have like a headphone on it.
The Remake Life, thank you for joining us. Said enjoying your show, subscribe to you. Thank you for joining us. We're trying to have some fun over here.
Hey, yeah.
Join us for the live watch along for the Oscars. Give our thoughts, live thoughts as we watch them. Should be fun. Film editing, by the way, I think it's a tough year. I'm gonna say Millie Perez got nominated for them, but I don't think it's gonna win. It's gonna be a fun year because I think The Brutalist had great editing.
So what about
Nickel Boy should have won for that one. Sorry to cut you off. Nickel Boy should have won for best at film editing on this.
Okay, what about what's name in here? Never mind.
What?
It's film editing. I was thinking Doom Part 2.
For editing? Surprised it ain't. It could have.
I want to know what's the qualification for editing, though. It's like, that's how well point, does dude. The scene go transition to the other scene?
It's up to interpretation, I guess. I honestly don't know. Okay. I don't know. A lot of these are probably also... A lot of them probably just have good campaigns also, if you know what I mean. Like, the producers telling people, like, hey, we did good in this category, right? You should vote for us.
Because
a lot of it is that. I would love to. I agree, these are strong selections. Yeah. It's going to be good. I think it's a good year. I think it was a really good year for movies. Because there's going to be a lot of people who are upset about some nominations. And obviously, every year you can't. Don't always get what you want. La La Land didn't win. That's okay.
It's been nine years?
Oh, 2016? Yeah, I think you're right.
9 years.
That's crazy.
Since when they were about to say, La La Land, but they say they Under the Moon? Is it Under the Moon?
Moonlight.
No. Moonlight. Moonlight.
La La Land.
And you were like...
We didn't win. Moonlight, you won. And Barry Jenkins.
And was it Marshall Ali?
Mahershala.
Mahershala Ali.
Blade.
Just like, oh.
Maybe.
Not anymore.
Maybe.
Not anymore.
What a terrible thing that Kevin Feige is doing with Blade. Terrible. That was crazy. Do you guys ever attend any festivals and watch indie films? No. I always wanted to. They're kind of pricey. They could add up. I think the closest one, one of the closer ones that I think are the popular ones might be the Palm Springs one. Honestly, I think that one.
Listen, you can. You don't live that far.
I want to do the cons or the Sundance. Those are the ones that I'm like the one I really want to do.
Maybe if we ever go to a Sundance, Jason, we gotta go dress like if we were to be a billionaire, right? We gotta go with our pants, like white or cream pants, with a little, you know, shirt, like a little button shirt, open up, just look like fresh and clean.
The Remake Lives here says, I attend Austin Film Festival and have placed in it 2 years in a row. Congrats. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool. I'll check out your channel after this. See what you got going on over there. That sounds really cool. Placed twice, yeah. That's interesting. But that Austin would be cool, too. I got a friend in Dallas. I don't know how close that is to Austin, but...
It's far. It's a different country. I don't know. It's how big Texas is. I don't know.
You're a fool. Well,
it's so silly. It's so silly.
Oh, screenwriter. That's even more interesting for me. So that's really cool. Really cool. Welcome to our channel. Welcome to what we do. We don't always talk about movies. We talk about a bunch of random stuff. Honestly, it's whatever Danny and I decide to. But we're here for fun. And we hope you're here for fun too. Because we are now a bit over an hour, Mr. Danny. So we're going to wrap things up here unless you got any last words for us about the Oscars.
My last words are going to be for almost close. We're cousins. Kissy cousins.
Oh, are y'all brothers? Kissing cousins.
Yeah.
Kissing cousins really doesn't sound... You never really think about what it sounds like for people without the context. We are real cousins, actual kissing cousins. It's just a thing. Yeah, I can't even tell you the conception of that.
No, but I was saying, Jason, with what's going on with our country.
Oh, okay, great.
Just help out. Just help out whoever you can. Don't worry, we're gonna pass through this. I mean,
we're gonna pass through this, Danny, like a kidney stone. It ain't gonna be fun.
I don't think life is not fun.
I'm having a great time with life, though. I have fun in life. I have fun in life, but I mean, I also don't want a kidney stone. I've never had a kidney stone. Have you?
No, I never. No, no.
God, they sound terrible. They sound terrible. Honestly,
I work at a job when I was younger, Jason. Yeah. My first job, and I remember this is not bullshitting. This is if I'm lying, I'm trying not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So literally. My coworker, we work at a buffet, and my coworker was having like.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Uh-huh. I go to the bathroom, and he's, you know, in the bathroom. He's going number one, and I'm like, "What's going on?" He's like, "You want to see?" I see what the fuck. I don't want to see that, you know. And then he's like, no. And then, you know, he finishes and whatever. And then I go there and little white stone.
Oh my god!
That he had to pass. It was a little one. He says he was able to pass it, but yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds terrible. It's a big reason why I stay away from sports drinks. Like, you know, they say sports drinks, energy drinks.
Yeah.
If you're not like sodas, being active,
dark sodas.
Yeah, yeah, or any of that, that they could really build up those kidney stones. I try to stay away when I can, but.
You're gonna get one day. It's like giving birth to your penis. I'm pretty sure it's not as bad as giving birth, but I think for a man perspective.
Speaking as two men.
Look, Jason, I feel like men can have, what's it called? less endurance of pain than women.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying yeah. that we can't endure as much pain as women can because of
yeah.
not only the giving birth, but also their monthly menstrual cycles.
Yeah, exactly. They go through that literally for the rest of their life.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that sounds...
Sorry to our sisters and mothers and everything.
Yeah.
But this has been Sunday Morning Tangents at Night.
Can I salute like... Elon Musk to say goodbye.
No! Thank you, everybody, for joining us. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on the notifications for every time we go live. The Remake Live, thank you for joining us. We don't usually go live at night. We usually try to stay live in the mornings, but life circumstances happen. This today is one of those circumstances. Danny wasn't home in the morning, so we
pivoted. I was somewhere at the beach, you know? I was enjoying the beach. You enjoyed fam. The beach.
We pivot. You know? We're glad everybody could stick around. When we are live, we had more people on here. Usually, I guess I didn't talk to Adrian much in here. Sorry, Adrian did say sick invite. I wanted to ride. Adrian, you would not have sat down to watch The Brutalist with
you.
Me.
You would have just left. You're like, I don't know what to talk about.
I'm not gonna fucking watch The Brutalist for 3.5 hours. He would say, you hate me. No, I love you. Stop that. It's okay. I'm never gonna invite you to watch a movie that long with me, Adrian, because I know you're just gonna say no. You don't even want to hang out with us for 2 hours total in a day. So what makes you think that I would think you would want to sit there? It's a movie with intermission, Danny. It was a great intermission, too. A really nice transition into the second part of it.
Because you are one of the few human beings on Earth
that
will sit down with 50 commercials, and you're like, oh, nice break so I can go to the bathroom and go pee.
When you guys having features in the show, I watch movies that have been that long. What have you watched, Adrian? When are we having features in the show? It's been a while, actually, Danny.
Nobody wants to join us.
It's been a while. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, we.
Yeah, no.
That was Eddie who said that. We're not opposed to it. We're not opposed to
Avengers Eddie, Lord of the Rings. Good, Eddie's a good candidate for...
He's a good hang. He's a good hang. I don't think he isn't. It's just, I don't know. A lot of the times what we do is very off the cuff. I think we've talked about it before. Danny texts me in the morning. Jay, I text Danny. Then we're like, all right, let's do it. Obviously not a very well-organized operations we got going on here, but it is what it is. We're tangents who like to tangent through life with a couple of tangents of the morning tangent tangerines. 1 hour tops with script. What script? Interesting. I've always wanted to do one with script. I don't have the time to write out a whole script, which is why I don't make the time to write out a whole script, which is why I haven't done it.
My jokes will be so fire.
But we do have a screenwriter now, though, with the Remake Live.
The Remake Live. We do have a screenwriter
now. So maybe we could do this. We could do this. This is exciting. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget, you could find us at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, on Instagram at Sunday Morning Tangents, and anywhere you listen to podcasts at Sunday Morning Tangents, because we are a couple of tangents. That is Danny. I am Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents at Night with a couple of
tangerines.
I feel like I messed up there.
And me too.